item 5. Sorry, do we have to note that?
Yeah, just note.
We will note that.
Thank you,
I understand. Hello, Trevor. I haven't met before. I'm Adrian Axford. Nice, very nice that you've joined us today. Thank you. Hope we're not too wet.
I had a bit of promotion in the reception, so
I left that. Oh, right. Oh, okay.
I went to the wrong room.
Well, you're here now, so right, we're just going on to item 5 on your agendas, which is the you just had a report in general, and now we're having a report on a meeting held on the 19th of November. And I think it's over to you again, Tracy, is it?
I think it's Joe.
I think it's me.
Oh,
yes.
Right, you think it's you.
But between the two of us,
right,
we'll sort
okay.
something out. So this is really as part of the ongoing development of the relationship and the working patterns of the board and the committee. The pension board met on the 19th of December, and I believe I circulated around to committee members their papers and agendas as they were published. But really just to update the committee on some of the items that were delivered at the pension board meeting. The pension board has been monitoring the employer compliance with the administration strategy, so the timeliness of the receipt of returns of data and contributions, which you'll see on paper C. This lists all of the active employers within the pension fund and their success in the 6 months to September in achieving submission of data and payment of contributions by the statutory deadlines, which is for electronic payment the 22nd of the month following month end, and for cheque payments the 19th of that month. All of our employers other than Woodenbridge Parish Council pay by electronic means, and Woodenbridge Parish Council pay by cheque, and on two occasions their cheques were cleared after the 19th of the month. So they have been technically in default twice. We have mentioned it to them and they are now getting their cheques in earlier. So we're confident that they are taking note of our issues. And the others, as you can see, we've had very few instances of statutorily late returns and payments, and those are within a couple of days. So we're quite confident that our employers are taking note of our follow-up to them to ensure that they submit their data and information on time. Happy to take any questions if members have any.
I have one question. Do you expect this list to grow?
In terms of the number of employers?
Yes.
The number of employers will only grow if there are more academised schools,
right,
or there is more outsourcing from any of the employers within there. So from the council, from the college, or from the academies, if they outsource.
I realise the outsourcing, but of course I had forgotten if schools become academies, they will.
Yeah.
Right.
So as far as we are concerned, our current informal admission strategy is that we only admit those people that we have to. So, for example, new academised schools or outsourced employers from the scheduled bodies.
Why do we have to accept academised schools?
Because they are listed as a scheduled body under the local government pension scheme regulations.
Right.
So therefore they have, because they, if they were in a maintained school, they would be an employee of the council.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And they have automatic right to be in the LGPS.
Right.
If they are an outsourced school, then or an FE college, then they have, again, statutory right to be within the pension fund for their non-teaching staff, and it is the legal obligation of the employer at that stage to enrol them into the LGPS. For outsourced bodies, for example, only those staff that are outsourced from the body that is, so from the council, for example, if we were outsourcing children's social care early years, for example, those staff that transfer out from the council to the new employee have a right under the Fair Deal legislation and TUPE regulations to be entitled to employment, post-employment benefits exactly the same as though they were continuing in employment. But subsequently, if more people are recruited into that employer, they do not become part of the LGPS.
No, just one question, going back to the academies. Do the teachers at the academy come into this scheme?
No, the teachers remain in the teachers' pension. So it's only the non-teaching staff, exactly the same as for the college.
Right. Support staff.
Support staff. So teaching assistants.
The whole lot.
Yeah, so teaching assistants, kitchen staff, classroom assistants, all of that sort of stuff come into the LGPS.
Yeah.
Teachers go into the teachers.
Into whoever is running the academy, whether it's...
No, the teacher's pension. National Teacher's Pension Scheme.
Right. Get my head round it.
All right, we're looking at paper.
Thank you.
Welcome, Christine. Thank you for coming along.
Sorry.
Yes.
Traffic.
Blame the council for the way to do it. We're just looking at paper C1, which is a summary of who's late sending in their returns.
Quick question. Strictly... All I can think of Strictly Come Dancing at the bottom of the page.
Strictly Education are a payroll provider for academies and for some of our schools.
Right.
And they do dancing as well, that's
Thank
what you,
you.
Mean, isn't
yeah.
it? A year ago, this table of who's late was very embarrassing for me because Ryde Town Council was top of the list for being sending in their stuff late. Hello, Paul, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Whereas now, I was just going to say, is there anybody here from Wootton Bridge Parish Council who has any
input? I have suggested, actually, that we start to pay electronically things because it is so much easier.
Did you hear that?
I will note that down, thank you. And we'll hold a black mark over you this time.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
thank you. So, as well as receiving information on administration strategies, the board also notes compliance with requirements of the pensions regulator. So the board received the submission of the pension regulator's annual scheme return.